Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We've been following, as have you, the president's plan to excise a 25% tax on imported aluminum and a 10% tax on steel. I believe 90% of the aluminum we use in this country is imported. So that will make the cost of anything with aluminum more expensive, beer cans to airplanes. It'll help the domestic aluminum industry because now they're more competitive. That's the idea. Some people are worried that it'll incite a trade war. The president says, I don't care. Trade wars are easy if you know how to do them. They're a good thing. Huh. Okay, I hope he's right about that. But then I was listening to the news, and it sounded like the president said he would either grant Mexico and Canada favored nation status on this, or he would actually forget about the trade war, the tariff, the tax on steel and aluminum, if he could get concessions for NAFTA. And at the same time, the market went back up. And I thought, I wonder if those things are tied together, or maybe the market is doing this for some other reason. Elif, where is the Dow now?
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 341.40 points at 24,879.46 points. The Dow Jones is up 1.39%, John.
But we close up, I'll bet we'll close up plus 300 today. Now, maybe those things aren't tied. I don't know. I do know this. Lawrence Officer is a professor of economics at the University of Illinois, Chicago. He's joined us before. Professor, welcome back to the show. How are you today?
Very well, John. Glad to be on it.
I'm trying to tie these two things together. What do you think of that?
I think you're right. The stock market reflects new information. It went down considerably over a short period of time because of Trump's announcement. And now people are saying, hey, maybe he's not so stupid. Maybe there won't be a trade war. Maybe NAFTA will come back better. Who knows? So the market seems to think, hey, maybe we overreacted to Trump.
Still, I can't find many people that think that the tariff is a good idea, except for steel and aluminum executives. Okay, fine, in the United States. And then a couple of advisors within the White House, but not all of them, including pretty much all of the Republican members of Congress, including Speaker Ryan. They're all terrified of this, and they're generally saying a tax plan like this is just bad policy. What do you say?
Yeah, for the country as a whole and for most people, it is bad policy. However, remember, Trump was elected to a large part by the disaffected people who have been hurt by trade and automation, and I think he's paying back his base.
You think this will help people in the steel and aluminum business?
Yes. But not those who use steel and aluminum, but those that produce it for sure.
Okay, well, wait a minute. Well, by the way, those are concentric circles. People who produce steel and aluminum also drink beer and drive cars. Do you expect that in theory anyway, Professor, won't the cost of beer and airplanes and automobiles go up that are made in the United States or whose materials are imported? Won't the cost of those things go up then?
Yes, but, you know, the people that seem to know tell us that it's automation that have lost jobs for American workers. Trade, not so much. Now, all of a sudden, these people are screaming, hey, don't impose tariffs on trade. Trade's the thing that counts. One wonders here. I guess I feel guilty because I'm an academic who pushes for free trade, and I guess I and others have forgotten those who are hurt by free trade or hurt by reduced taxes.
I'm sorry, what do you mean by that? How have you forgotten them?
Well, you know, in the long run, there's no doubt that free trade is good for all countries. It's a win-win, and it's good for most people in our country. As you probably point out, we all use products that are made with imported goods. However, there are some domestic industries that are hurt, not just the CEOs, not just the executives, but the workers too.
Yeah.
And these are people who voted for Trump, and he's paying them back.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, and even if the payback is not good for the gander, it's what he told these people he would do. You know, here's what I hear you saying, Professor. Tell me what you think of this, that when we say, okay, so steel and aluminum, those kinds of industries, those kind of old school industries in this country that don't have the sort of scale that they do in Asia, they can make a lot of things cheaper there. And so we say, okay, the people that used to make clothes or steel in America are just going to have to find new jobs. They're going to have to find new industries. And then we sort of take a sort of, we solve that problem attitude, when in fact, that's communities and lives that are affected and not easily repaired. I mean, it sucks for those people. And we sort of don't take that into account, do we?
I think that's true. We don't take it sufficiently into account, which is one of the reasons that President Trump got elected.
Okay, but in the long run, is a policy like this good for this country?
No, I don't think it's good, because it could lead to a trade war, as you've pointed out. And I don't believe that Trump really knows his economics, or rather that he's listening to the right advisors. I mean, actually, Trump is good on some points in economics. I think we could have higher growth. He was right with the tax cut. He was right to focus it on corporations from a growth standpoint. But this tariff is really paying back the base. I don't think this tariff is helping growth at all.
How realistic is this? So then you tell the people that were in textiles or steel, hey, listen, textiles and steel, we can't compete with China. They pay them pennies on the dollar. So we'll never be able to make it at the same price and the same quality. So you folks need to learn data entry. You need to learn computer skills. And we need to help them do that. I mean, that's really the resolution. It's not prop up textiles or steel. It's let's find better jobs for those people, right? More competitive.
You're 100% right. Most academics would agree with you on what you said. And we've done a poor job at retraining, subsidizing people, helping them out, those who are hurt, not just by trade, but also by automation.
There's a story in the paper today where they said, okay, so here's what happens. In order to protect the sugar beet growers and sugar cane growers in America, we put a tax on sugar that comes into Illinois. It's more expensive to bring in sugar. And you know what that? It was, I think, Neil Steinberg's story in the Sun-Times today. So what happens as a result? If you are making candy, or if you are a baker, like, say, Brock's Candy. Brock's Candy isn't here anymore. Why? Because sugar is so expensive to bring into Illinois and cook with. So they take that plant and they send it somewhere else. Now, we helped the sugar people. By golly, we made it more expensive to import sugar. But in the meantime, we've killed the candy and cookie industry in the state of Illinois. Comment on that.
I don't think we've killed the candy industry. I know personally someone who works in the candy industry. But, I mean, we certainly have made their inputs more expensive. Yeah, that's true. I'm agreeing with you. It is kind of foolhardy for the government to choose winners and losers. I mean, sugar is clearly not one of our primary agricultural products.
All right, so last...
This has been traditional. This is not Trump. This is going back years and years.
Yeah. Well, is there a history, though, of this working? I mean, what the president is proposing, is it possible this will be a good idea?
The United States is a big country. You know, we're the largest economy in the world. We're a very technologically advanced country. We can afford some inefficiencies to help out certain people. I just don't think it's the most efficient way of helping people. It would be better to have free trade, and some of the benefits of free trade should go to those workers and companies that are hurt
in cities,
by free trade.
Yeah. Professor of Economics at the University of Illinois at Chicago. Lawrence, I know you got to run. We do too. I appreciate your time this afternoon.
It was a pleasure, John.
Lawrence Officer joining us again on WGN.